Yes, it is that time of the week. Twitter Thursday it is. Sean Defoe, well, he's warming up for the Biden visit and all that's going to be coming with it in the next little while. But he joins us on the line now. Great to hear you, Sean.
I'm going to be Bidened out, like, you know, just can't get away from this man. He just keeps following me.
I was listening to the audio of Ronald Reagan and JFK and a few other things being played on the news. Yeah, some interesting times ahead anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. Like, he's doing a big address to the actors. He's going to do the big Hooli and Ballina as well on the Friday night. That'll be fun. Like, proper, you know, he's going to be proper American about it. I don't know. It's going to be, it is going to be interesting because, like, he's such an Irish American. He has, obviously, all his relatives here and all the history of it here as well. But, like, he's just it is still scaled back from, like, what an Obama would have done because he just can't handle that many gigs in a day anymore. Like, in fairness, the man is 80.
Yeah.
You know, and he's under all the pressure of the world on top of him, so it'll be interesting. But when he wants to get up for a gig, he can. There was some bits of that US trip now a few weeks ago where he seemed sort of very back from everything, and then others when he wanted to be in the thick of it again and was that entertainer that we remember from when he was vice president, because him and Obama obviously were such characters. So yeah, look, it'll be interesting. It's going to be a strange week. It's going to be a busy week following him jetting around the country now, but it'll be a good crack all the same.
I was just going to say, I bet you relish a story like that.
Oh sure, of course. Like, it's one of those ones you're going to be looking back on reading in the years.
Well, that's it.
However many years.
That's it, and the history books and all the rest of it. Well, now, we've all bought things on the internet, but...
rarely have we got it. Well, sometimes we got it this wrong. You know when you buy these things and they end up being tiny? Like, you buy a dog bed and it turns out it's for a little chihuahua or something.
This is
like, you know.
Looks huge in the pictures.
This is a guy called Chris Arnold put this up. It's got 2.6 million views on Twitter this week. And it said his dad accidentally bought 60 pairs of reading glasses from the internet after misreading the quantity of the order, and it's pictured with literal boxes and boxes and boxes of the glasses. Everything about this is perfect. The fact that he needed glasses and because of the lack of glasses ended up ordering 60 pairs.
My God. They must have thought he was a wholesaler or something.
Oh, whatever was going on. And then even better, Specsavers, of course, reply to him simply going, "Do we even need to say it?"
Should have, yeah, and all the rest of it. What a great catch line, what a great strap line, what a great ad, full stop. Well, sticking with things unconventional and kind of inspiring, it has to be said, we moved to Japan.
Yeah, speaking about older people, this is something you sent me on this week, about a Japanese surfer who is 89 years old.
Wow.
And has set himself the goal to still be catching waves, as he puts it, at the year 100. And this guy, now this is interesting because it's near Yokohama, which is one of these sort of green, or not green zone, blue zones
that
they talk about in the world. The sort of five or six of them pockets where the average population just seems to live an awful
forever.
Lot longer.
Yeah.
And there's so much research gone in. Is it diet? Is it lifestyle? Is it being by the sea, apparently, if you live by the sea?
Eating fish,
eating sort of that Mediterranean diet sometimes, very plant-based diet as well, tends to contribute towards it. But this guy decided to basically begin life anew at the age of 80 when he ran into someone in his local bank and thought, God, this guy looks a lot better. This guy looks great, and asked him what he did. And he said, surfing, that this banker was out surfing every weekend. Now he's been started to catch waves at 80, is sort of setting new goals for himself as he hits that old milestone of 90, of course.
Imagine that.
Talking about maybe taking up rock climbing or a few other bits. So yeah, 20 minutes from Yokohama Beach, gets out most weekends on the Black Sand Beach. The Black Sand Beach there in a small island that's known for hosting the Tokyo Olympics, or part of the Tokyo Olympics. So God, firstly, I hope I get to 89. And if I get to 89,
as a hard-nosed reporter covering all sorts of stories. But anyway,
well, just as, you know, geez, I'm going around to 29 and my knees are starting to creak, and I'm sort of like panicking about turning 30. Let alone this guy is about to turn 90 and is the seems younger than I am.
He's an inspiration. There's no two ways about it. Incidentally, have you ever surfed?
I have, out in Tremor, of course.
Have you?
Now, like, not into any great degree. And I think, you know, calling it surfing was probably generous.
It was an ironing board then.
I've fallen off surfboards plenty of times and got up for those kind of 2 seconds before I splat myself. But I've tried down surf bay in Tremor, of course.
Good stuff. Well, it's more than I have. I've never tried. I've done a lot of things in my time, but I haven't tried that. I think I'd learn to swim first.
It's an interesting one, but you might need to learn to swim, all right. The one that always got me was when, particularly if there was quite a lot of waves and you're sort of trying to get out with the surfboard and it comes back on you and smashes smacks you in the face. You know, there's a certain trick to it that I never quite mastered.
It's now known as a Defoe. Have you been Defoed? In other words, have you kind of slapped in your face,
snotted yourself in the face with the surfboard? That's what I want to be known for when I'm 89. I love it.
You rebel, you. Listen, Sean, thanks so much as always. So have a great rest of week. All right.
You too. Chat to you next
week. Thanks, man. Bye bye.